Get off and go to Rex. How can I help, mate? That's me, mate. How you going? Yeah. What's going on, mate? Yeah, with the VBWRX. Yeah. Oh, I've got a different one. Sorry, mate. What's going on? How can I help? Awesome. Yeah, we can help you with that. Yeah, so the Heltec does a plug and play for it straight into the Liberty. The cool thing with that is it gets rid of the air flow meter restriction on it. It can do all motorsport stuff then as well. So, yeah. Epic. Yeah, he's gonna love that. It's gonna sound cool as well. We've done heaps of them. We've done turbocharged ones, supercharged ones, all sorts of silly bloody H6 things. Nice. So, what year model is the Liberty? Yeah, that's perfect. Like, you're right at the correct one. They sort of cut off at 07 for those models. I'll get you a price on it. Where are we? Wait for this computer to fire up. Heltec. We normally get about 10% off on the Heltec stuff on average. So we can get something at least out of them. What do we got? Liberty. So we've got 1500, no, plug and play, Elite 2500, Gen 4, yes. Okay, so Gen 4 with a, they sell them with an Elite 2500, plug and play harness. So it goes, it's all, they've got a small amount of CAN bus in those cars as well, so there's CAN bus aspect to it. It suits the EZ30, yep, 06 JDM or Australian delivered, yep, we're in the window there. Drop a wire, yep, perfect. It comes with an intake air temp probe, which is good. So they're not cheap, man. They're 3500 retail, including juice. I wonder what other is. Just quickly make sure Link doesn't have an option. Link ECU products, Subaru. No, that's only Heltec does it for those guys. Yeah, the variable there being the six cylinder, so the 3 liter. None of the other companies seem to make anything that's plug and play. You could do like a Link wiring, but then the cost that you're going to, from a labor point of view, is going to out, it's going to be well and truly above that 3500 with the ECU. It is a big chunk of change there. Done heaps of the elite, I mean, most of the time guys have come to us with them in the car. Oh shit, the last one we did on E85 had Raptor headers. Raptor headers, full exhaust system. They it can rev well and truly past 7 grand. We had that one, I think, out to 8 grand. It was still making power out there. It was stock. Yeah, stock. It didn't have anything special in it. Normally right in the window there, they sort of fall over. We can always do it on the factory ECU, but then you don't have any fail safes, which is the scary part. That's all. Yeah. I suppose it's just like from a cost point of view, I suppose at least it's once and it's one and done. And then it gives you the provisions to, you can put a dash to it. You can, if he wants to get silly, you can turbocharge it down the track, sequential. The oof, nice. It's going to be a good little thing, mate. That sounds really exciting. Yeah, I love them. Yeah, the EZ30. One of the boys here has one, but he's turbocharged his. That's on E85, but that's making silly power. Yeah, with turbo hanging off it, but. That's going to be. The only thing I'd say that you would need to add to it is a oil pressure sensor. We've got those here, just so we can monitor oil pressure. Yeah, they're quite common for oil surge at the track. That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, you're sort of addressing all the yeah, that's really good. Yeah. That's great. Yep. Yeah, you should be able to because they've got like a base map to it that you can literally just drop in there, and that'll get you in the ballpark of at least fired up. Worst case, we can always just do it here. It's just plug and play, so it's normally just we like the if you've done an engine build, at least fire the car up and bleed it and pressurize it and that sort of stuff. Make sure that the engine's good. I would say that probably the safe option would be. We'll get the ECU in it, get it fired up, even if we have to remote in and get the thing in a ballpark, and then drive it around for a little bit, maybe even just it doesn't have to be the 1,000 Ks or anything like that. So we do a lot of remote tuning for guys in New South Wales and Queensland. Yeah, so we just remote in and we'll get the thing up and running and driving like it should, and then from there we can get it down here and we can give it a proper tune. Yeah, so normally if we're doing it remote, we'll do a lambda sensor. So Haltech sells a lambda module for it. So the factory coolant temp sensors there, the oil, not really. They're not that. Not for the N8 application. In that the two we can like in our own race car, we run a EG33, so a 6-cylinder, 3.3 liter, and that's got individual EGTs. But like even then, that's punching out over 1,000 horsepower. That sort of makes sense when it's on the ragged edge like that. But like we're not going to be that close. As long as the fuelings you've done, you've got. Fueling upgrade, obviously, you've got bigger injectors. So that'll help us on E85. We might find that they might fall a little short, but it should be okay. No, I think we'll leave it now, because the factories are like 270 cc, if I remember correctly, 270, and you've essentially doubled it, so that should be plenty. No, that should be okay. What intake is it? Oh, throttle bodies are plenty big on those. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, it's the factory air boxes are probably the big restriction there. So it's got. So normally what we do is we'll run a straight pipe from the throttle body all the way down to the guard on those. That's what we found made the best power on them. The factory like resonator thing that's in there kills a lot of power. But the cool thing with the Haltech is we don't have to worry about the airbox or the air filter. We can do plenty of testing and we can run it without it to see if it. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got a few different options that we've sort of played around with and found where the power. Oh, no, we just fit it out. It just takes 2 minutes down here. Yeah, so there on the EG33s, there's a thing called an iris valve, like the Porsche run them as well. But yeah, and we've played around with that, but that makes very little difference on them. Oh, the one that goes just out. Yeah, that's got to go. Yeah, that's very, yeah, quite restrictive that. Yeah. Yeah, plug and play. Yeah. Remote. Yep. So normally what I'll do is I'll get the ECU to us here first, and then I'll load a base map into it. Because we can, you can plug in by just bench, load it, and then I'll send that up to you guys, and you can load it in there, and away we go. Yeah. Let's have a look. So I'm assuming the car's up and running. We sort of need, look, probably a 3 week sort of lead time, worst case. Yeah. 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 Just get him to come in and and we'll get it ordered for him. Yeah. We not so much anymore because we're like the cars that we run in the shop are a little bit outside the scope of the WRX scope. They're too nasty. Yeah, paddle shifted bloody crazy things. But yeah, we support a lot of our customers at the WRX Club days. More so. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's in stock. Yeah. It's pretty much, yeah. Look, if I look at the ones that we've done in the past, it hasn't stopped us making the power safely. You know what I mean? So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it spits out the duty cycle on it as well. So yeah, no, I don't think that'll be a problem. Yeah, if you wanted to come down. Yeah, nice. Yeah, just get him to come down, and then we can invoice him up with the ECU and the base map and everything. No, anytime, mate. You have a great afternoon. Let me write it down. Actually, that's a great idea. Newcastle. Yeah, go for it, mate. So 044929 4411. Done, mate. Easy. No, really. Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it. No, sounds good. Thanks, mate. All right, bye.